is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show, talking some Wyoming Cowboys. Let's talk a little football here with Cody Tucker, our Cowboys insider from 7220sports.com. Cody, we saw all of the official football schedules released last week, and we got a glimpse at what the Cowboys under new head football coach Jay Sovell will be faced with in 2024. Cody, how are you, my man?
Doing great, man. Yeah, and, everybody's happy now until some of these games get switched to Thursdays and Fridays, and then they bust a spring. So I'll be looking forward to that announcement soon as well.
A lot of TBDs at this point, right?
Yeah. Yeah, people, it's so hard to get to Laramie, man. I get why people get so mad, but, you know, TV pays the bills, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, 100% right. What did you make of, let's go through the non-conference schedule before we get into just kind of how the Mount West schedule's laid out. I mean, we knew they were going to play a lot of these teams. They will get Washington State in their Mount West kind of weird portion thing this year, as some get Oregon State. What'd you think of the non-con schedule so far?
You know, looking through it, they open at Arizona State on August 31st, and of course, the first thing you think is that game's going to be played on the face of the sun. So that's it's going to be hot. Wrote about it last week. They average about 105 degrees there, so hopefully that game kicks about midnight. But, you know, Arizona State, if you're going to play a team, a P5 team, I think Arizona State's one you want, even on the road. They were 3-9 last year. They lost a ton of dudes. I think their head coach is still in junior high school. So, I mean, they lost 18 guys to the NCAA transfer portal. So, I mean, a lot of really good players, too. And then you have Idaho coming in next for the home opener, the annual FCS game. And tell you what, man, the Vandals were really good last year. Unfortunately, and you probably know that with the UNC, you know, UNC and everything. But, man, we're seeing where the transfer portal is really hurting some FCS schools. They had some success, and, you know, they're losing some dudes, including, like, the FCS freshman of the year quarterback. So, BYU coming in next, obviously a lot of hate in that one. I know a lot of Wyoming fans are still, it's about half and half. Half the fans are pissed off that Tom Berman even scheduled BYU ever again. And then the other half are ready for blood. So, you know, BYU's kind of finding their way still in the Big 12 and finding their groove a little bit. And for the first time in about forever, they're looking for a quarterback in Provo. So I think it's a good time to catch them as well. And then you go to North Texas and you play in Denton, a place where the Cowboys really recruit heavy. North Texas wasn't as good last year, and talk about losing guys to the portal, man. They lost a 3,000-yard quarterback, a 1,000-yard receiver, a 1,000-yard running back, and his backup, and his backup. So North Texas really hurting. I wrote about it last week. One word that comes to mind when I look at this is winnable. It really is. I think you know, from the outside looking in, you look and see two P5 teams right off the bat, including one on the road, and you're like, oh boy. But I think if you're going to play any two P5 teams right now, it's probably those two.
Yeah, I think, you know, to start this thing off, you got to think for Jay Sovell. I mean, there's a lot of ability, you know, gain some confidence in his first stint as head coach.
No doubt. Yeah, and Evan Sabota, who should be the starting quarterback on opening day, he's from Mesa, Arizona. He'll be playing in Sun Devil Stadium. You have to think he's going to be jazzed for that and going to have 100 people in the stands for him alone. So I think it's a very winnable game. Arizona State's in a really weird spot right now. You would think, man, Arizona State's always been one of those anomalies to me that I don't know about you, Brady, but I've always thought, how are they not awesome?
Mm-hmm.
They have 1.5 million students. Tempe's awesome. Their stadium looks really great. Built into the rocks there. It just looks cool. It's a fun town. You just think, man, Arizona State hasn't been good since Jake Plummer was there. I mean, it's just, they're really weird to me. So, to me, that's a very winnable game. And then BYU, I argue, you know, they're going to see that game is going to be sold out, no doubt about it. And you have to think that's going to be the most insane crowd they're going to see all year, even though they're in the Big 12. outside of Salt Lake City when they pay the visit to play Utah for the first time as conference rivals again.
Yeah, no, I think it's an exciting schedule with kind of that perfect mix of, okay, these are BYU, Arizona State, that those are big matchups that could mean a lot for our program, but also winnable games with Idaho, North Texas. And again, as you said, with Idaho, I think that what they win, like 10 games last year, but as we're seeing, just decimated by the transfer portal. So I think that non-conference schedule is both exciting but realistic in a way where, hey, yep, you could start Jay Sawvell's, you know, career as the head coach of the Cowboys off on a pretty strong note, and then you start Mount West play home against Air Force.
Yeah, and that's been the early game a lot of late, and I know fans aren't crazy about that, especially Air Force. They typically play that cupcake schedule right off the bat. They do have Baylor, so that's their one big non-con, but they have, not only are they still fresh, and usually that triple option's humming still, and guys are just raring to go, they also have a bye week before they come to Laramie, so not ideal there, but Air Force and Wyoming have been so tight, man. That's been such a tight rivalry. Those games are decided by, I think, about the last 10 have been decided by an average of about 6 points. So you never know in that one. But I tell you what, Jay Sawvell has done a bang up job against that Air Force offense during the 4 years he's been the DC.
Now, and that's one of the perks, right, of hiring a guy that's on your staff is he knows Air Force. He knows the Mount West, but Air Force is that big one. You know, obviously that what they do is so different, so unique compared to everybody else. Having a guy that knows a thing or two about it, it certainly helps.
Found it interesting, too, under Craig Bohl, every year during spring especially, they dedicate part of their spring practice to Air Force every year because they know that it's not real easy to implement your plan against them in just 5 days or whatever it's going to be during the regular season. So I always found it interesting that they start focusing on that one pretty early.
Do you think they'll do more of the same this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Jay, he's kind of an obsessive defensive guy. It was really interesting talking to him the last few years. They're in that role. He loves that stuff, man. He's just he looks at it from such a different angle. And we just look at it, you held Air Force to 100 yards, last year, and he'll throw in some crazy analytics stats that you're just like, oh wow, I didn't even know you'd pay attention to something like that. So he's definitely on the ball when it comes to them, and the Cowboys have had great success against them. I mean, sometimes, and not like they have Air Force's number, but they kind of have their number as far as, limiting. They're not letting Air Force go on 15, 16-play drives very often.
Cody Tucker joining us, 7220sports.com, talking Wyoming Cowboys football on the schedule anyway. Home against San Diego State. You got a home game against Utah State, and then Boise State comes to town as well. So overall, I mean, kind of a pretty cool home slate for the Cowboys.
Yeah, you like that BYU's coming. You like that Air Force is coming, two rivals. You can't call Boise State a rivalry because you have to win those games to call them a rivalry. But love that Boise State's going to be in Laramie November 23rd. Last time this scenario played out was 2 years ago, and the Mountain Division title was on the line that night, the front running. And unfortunately, the Cowboys had to start Jaden Clemens, who had a big week the week before beating CSU and Fort Collins. But, he only completed three passes against Boise State, including three picks. So you like to think this time around it won't be a rookie making his first start against those guys. And, the Cowboys are returning eight guys on defense. Nearly their entire offensive line's back, aside from Frank Crum. They've lost virtually nobody to the transfer portal to speak of. They've added through the portal. It's just been a really good offseason, and you have to feel if the chips lay right, man, that November 23rd game against Boise State can be circled. And I was reading in the Idaho Statesman last week about how Boise State has a cake Mountain West schedule this year. So pretty sure I'm not the only one who read that, and I would hardly call coming to Laramie November 23rd a cakewalk.
I would agree with you 100%. Of course, before that game, the Cowboys will have their chance to defend the boot November 16th in Fort Collins. Cody, you have to come to Fort Collins this year. I know it's an every other year thing, but there you go.
I'm unfortunately here as we speak. And was here Saturday, of course, for the basketball game. But, it'll be cool. I think what's cool about that one, Brady, is both teams have a bye week going into that. And I feel like CSU is going to be much improved. One thing CSU has that a lot of Mountain West teams don't have this year is, for one, a head coach who's been here. for a few years, and Braden Fowler, Nicolosi. They have a good quarterback. He's a gunslinger, no doubt about it. He made some mistakes last year, but you'd think that he's going to clean some of that stuff up. And if you look across the Mountain West landscape, there's not a lot of proven quarterbacks left in this league right now. So that could be a big boost for them. And for some reason, Torrey Horton came back, and we all know what he can do.
And you got the $600,000 man with Braden Fowler Nicolosi too, Cody. So.
Yep, exactly. He better start playing like it.
Yeah. We'll see, man. I think there's going to be some significant pressure on him next season. Quick note for you, Cody. I got about 45 seconds. The Cowboys finish up the regular season in a couple of nights. They'll go up against Fresno State, see if they can get number 15. Maybe build some momentum as we approach the Mountain West tournament.
No doubt. It'll be interesting because they already are locked into playing Fresno State on Wednesday in the opening round of the Mountain West Tournament as well. And, of course, they know Xavier Dussel well from his time in Laramie. And, you wonder with a team like Fresno State if they've thrown in the towel at this point. Wyoming certainly has not, and they will not. I fully believe that. But Fresno State, actually, they gave San Diego State a run last week, and you never know. But, man, it's A lot of tents folding this time of year, so it's hard to beat a team twice in a year, let alone three times, but that's what the Cowboys are looking at doing here, and if they can do that, they'll get on to day two in the Mountain West Tournament and take on the number one seed, and who knows, create some chaos.
Yeah, that's all you can ask at this stage, yep. if you're in the place that the Cowboys are at this point. Cody, my man, appreciate you as always. You take care of that little one, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you, Brady. Have a great week.
All right, man. You too. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, our Cowboys insider, 51 after the hour. Let's take a short break. I'll wrap up hour number one. We got the top story of the day coming up. The Broncos are the good guys, Angel. They're doing Russell Wilson a solid. We'll get into that. But also, there might be a bad guy that is also affiliated with the Broncos. We'll talk about that as well. So much to get to, so little time. It's a whole show powered by Chevron.
Want to win $1,000 this year? Keep it here to find out how to enter KFKA's Bracket Challenge, presented in part by Summit Spas Windsor and Fort Collins.